Well, thank you very much. If you are what you do and you don't do it anymore, then who are you? And we spend a lot of time at work, and we often get our identity from what we do. So it's hard to separate who we are from what we do. And therefore, much of the retirement planning is focused on money, bread. It's focused on the financial piece. But once people have the financial piece figured out, it's everything else they're worried about. Who am I? What am I gonna do? What about my resources, time, money, energy? So I'm here to disrupt HR. HR professionals are here to help people be engaged, productive, satisfied, curious. And yet we know with Gallup research, only 30% of employees are really engaged in the workplace. Retirement in and of itself is an antiquated term. It was created in 1935 by the Social Security Act to retire at 65 when the average life expectancy was 61. Most of us are gonna live longer than that. We may live 30 years beyond a 30-year career. In fact, my parents are both 93, and my dad said just a couple weeks ago, I have not worked longer than I worked. So therefore, as HR professionals, we have to help people come up with a plan. And when people have a plan, they are more motivated, they're more engaged, they know what they wanna do with their time, money, energy. But in order to come up with a plan, you know, that takes some time. And baby boomers really are feeling lost. And in to support that statement, if you Google this, people 50 plus, the divorce rate's higher than normal, suicide rate for white males higher than normal, depression higher than normal, not good. So basically, it's not about time and it's not about money, it's about being reflective. You know, taking the time to reflect, being intentional, and being introspective. So therefore, we really should put time and thought into what we want to do next. And in order to do this, HR professionals can, you know, help people develop a plan. I often say it takes 5 years, and I actually lived that because I had a 30-year career and it took 5 years to kind of let go. And life won't wait. Actually, you're never going to have more time than you have right now. So what do you want to do with that time? And how are you going to use that time? And who can benefit from that time? And employers should care about this, because when people have a plan, again, and they have some idea of where they're going to go, they're more optimistic, they're more positive, they're more hopeful in the workplace, and that creates a place where people want to work. A big part of positive aging or figuring out what's next is legacy work. And legacy just means, you know, am I making a difference in the world? What do people think about me? What am I leaving behind? And legacy work is really something that HR professionals can help people do, because we say we care about people, we have wellness programs, fitness programs, but I'm here to tell you career well-being, which is really what this is part of, affects your mental health, affects your physical health. Because with baby boomers, as many people exit the workplace, knowledge and wisdom is what leaving, going out the door. And HR professionals should be concerned about that. How can we capture that wisdom and that knowledge? So you can be a bridge. And how do you do that? By mentoring relationships. Experienced people can teach younger people about emotional intelligence, and younger people can teach experienced people about digital intelligence. So, you know, mentor relationships, teaching. And I often use the metaphor of a map or GPS. If you're going on vacation and you don't know where you're going, it's hard to get excited. But if you have a plan, you know where you're going, you're more motivated to work hard to help you get to where you want to go. And we often treat people the same, as we heard in a previous presentation tonight, equal. Everybody's kind of the same. But we're really not. And so treating people as unique individuals, helping them come up with their own plan. I'm out to retire the word retirement, because we're really moving on. And what are we moving on to? We're all travelers. We're travelers in this journey of life. And as John Maxwell says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so beyond the money, thinking beyond the money is a disruptor for HR, and it can be a competitive edge and a competitive advantage, and I say go for it.